Hello.
Oh, hi, George. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. We didn't get off to a very good start, did we?
No. What happened? So they called you, and when they were offering you the call tracking greeting, you didn't want to continue?
No. They didn't explain it or say anything about how you explained it to me. Looked like what they were going to do is just put some generic greeting that, you know, when the customer actually called thinking that they were going to talk with George Riddle. They weren't. They were going to just talk to some greeting that was going to ask them to select English or, other stuff. Just sounds like a way to collect, you know, basically to collect leads to me, and that's not what I'm into.
Oh, no. All it says is if you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. I guess if someone wanted to do a personalized and say for English, press 1, and for they could do it. But it usually just says, you know, if you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing, press 2. So when it rings to you, it goes to your actual voicemail, so you don't have to put a personalized greeting on there. But some people, they want us to hire a voice actor and to go on there and put, like, their actual, like, you know, thank you for calling ABC Mortgage, and, you know, they put, like, a little personalized greeting on there, and they charge a little bit extra for that. But you don't need that because I'm sure you already have a personalized greeting on your voicemail. And these calls are going to forward over directly to you or to your voicemail anyway. So if
how does it weed out the spam calls?
Because a lot of those spam calls are computer generated. If you notice that,
okay.
Like for instance,
oh, yeah.
Sometimes I'll pick up a call and it says, "Oh, if this is Tina, press 1." And then once I press 1, all of a sudden, a person comes on there trying to sell me something. So initially, if I didn't press anything, that call would have fallen off. So that's how it works for you, is that if computer-generated spam calls come through and they can't press 1 or 2, they're going to fall off. But it's not to say that if it's a spam company that's just dialing you and there's an actual person on the other end, those would still be able to press 1 or 2 and those could get through. It's only the computer generated ones that would be eliminated.
Okay, well, he didn't explain it any way, shape or form like that. And that was where I needed to put a halt to it, because I'm not, and then he tried to sell me another deal where I could have you guys, I guess, build a recording, you know, for English, press 1, you know, for 38 IQ level, press 2, you know, for anything higher than that, press 3, you know, so forth and so on. I'm not into all that crap. I would just like that if people genuinely want to talk to George Riddle, you know, HVAC and refrigeration, I would like for him to be able to get directly to me.
Yep, that's exactly the case. So the only thing that you'd have to pay a little extra for, I think it's like $19 or something like that, is if you wanted, like, you know, a special voiceover actor to go on there and put something special on there. But the generic one is just, you know, if you're a new customer, press 1. If you're existing customer, press 2. And then it goes right over to you. So,
okay. That sounds good to me, but I don't need no voice recording or anything like that. And I also don't need my calls to be stored. Are you guys storing the calls?
So we don't store the calls, but the calls are stored on the dashboard for your knowledge. So when you get your username and password, what happens is you can go on there and you can see how many new clients you received. You can see which keywords they typed in to find you. You can see if they use their GPS directions to locate you, which zip codes they're coming from. So all of that helps you track your results, right? So on
I'm the only
dashboard,
one that can see that, right?
Yeah, you'll have the login to that, so you can see that. But the benefit of having the calls recorded and stored on the dashboard, some people love it because let's say that you're in middle of a tricky refrigeration repair and you're out there trying to, you know, work this out, and then you get a call and someone calls you for an estimate and you take their address real quick, and then after the fact you're like, oh shoot, what was their address again? You don't have to call them back to get it. You can go on the dashboard and you can listen to the call and you can get the address that way. So there's a couple of benefits of having the call stored there on the dashboard. But it's more for your knowledge, like I said, just so that you can see who's calling and whatnot.
Okay, well, that's good if it's only for me. But, I mean, you know, if it's stored there where anybody else can look at it, it just sounds like that's a good way for somebody to generate leads.
Yeah, we don't sell leads, and we're not a lead corporation, so we would have no reason to go on there and try to do that. It's just for your knowledge.
Okay.
And then sometimes, I mean, this isn't applicable for you because, you know, you're kind of like the chief cook and bottle washer over there. But for companies that have like a receptionist that answers the phone or something, sometimes they like to go in there and listen to the calls for quality assurance. Because how do they know if the receptionist is doing a good job or not, especially if, you know, they're missing a lot of client calls? Sometimes they go in there and listen to them, and they're like, oh, my gosh, this girl that I'm paying to answer the calls, she has her mailbox full, and she hasn't been answering them for the past month and a half. Well, they wouldn't have known that if they didn't go in there and listen to them. You know what I mean? So sometimes it helps for that aspect, too. But like I said, for you, it's not applicable because you're going to be answering the calls yourself, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, so let me see if the technician can still finish. If not, I'll plug you in at a different spot. So let me see just as a backup what the next time available. Oh, actually, we have one coming up at 1 o'clock, so let me just move it down. I'm not supposed to put it in on such short notice, but I will switch it from 1 to 2. And then I'll have someone call you back shortly, and they'll pick up where you and the other technician left off, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sorry about the confusion, George. And as always, if you have any questions moving forward, feel free to reach out to me, okay?
Okay. Well, I'm going to expect that the technician that calls me to explain it like you did. If they get off on some other track or try to sell me some other stuff or try to tell me that you're not explaining it right, well, then I'm going to probably halt the procedure for good.
Exactly. Okay, I'll make sure that they know that. Let me quickly send them some notes here, and then they'll be calling you shortly, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome, George. Bye-bye.